We will continue with our agenda, and one of the items that is not on the agenda is one that we'll take up now. This is a petition that did come in rather late. It came in on Tuesday, October 31st, and I know Director Kirschman will go over this in more detail. But the petitioner would like the non-resident archery license to be changed from any deer to any white-tail deer. So with that, Director Kirschman, I'll let you take it from here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, those listening in, Tom Kirschman, the Director of the Wildlife Division. This is an opportunity, again, a petition comes before the commission asking for a rule change. For those listening in for the first time, when a petition is received by the commission, they have 30 days to act upon that particular petition. They take the petition as it's written without modifying it as a petition itself. The two options in front of the commission can be, number one, accept or adopt the petition based on the justification and merit of it. If the commission decides to adopt it, then we would move forward with the rule promulgation process, which would include a public notice, public hearing, and receiving public input on that particular rule process and go from there. The second option of the commission, obviously, is also to deny a petition. If a denial is in the merits based on your conversation and deliberation and what you hear the justification for the petition, then you would take the formal action of denying it and also pass a resolution stating the reasons for denying the petition in a formal action as well. So with that being said, the petition that was submitted this week came from a Mr. Jared Burleson from Leeds, South Dakota, and again has an interest in asking the commission to change non-resident archery deer licenses from an any deer license to an any whitetail deer license. And I believe, based on conversations with him, with our staff, his real intent or focal point is the Black Hills portion of South Dakota, although, as written, it pertains to the archery deer season. So with that, Madam Chair, if Jared Burleson is on the phone from Leeds, South Dakota, and would like to speak to the commission, this would certainly be the time and opportunity for him to speak to you and provide his justification for submitting the petition. So, Mr. Burleson, are you with us today? Mr. Burleson, does not look like we see him joining via online. Again, we did reach out to him. We spoke to Mr. Burleson yesterday. And again, as I just explained, he talked about his primary intent was the Black Hills portion of South Dakota for asking for this change. Mr. Burleson, one last time. Okay. Well, Madam Chair, then I'll go into perspective from the agency, and then we can have a discussion from there and you decide what action you would like to take. So as we looked at this petition, very short notice in our brief conversations, we looked at a couple different things in respect to this petition. Number one, as you all know, over the past, I would say, 12 to 14 months, we've had multiple conversations about archery deer season as related to residents and non-residents both. We've had conversations about harvest of mule deer, in particular mule deer doe, across the state, but in particular western South Dakota, including the Black Hills. So we've had a lot of conversations about the mule deer harvest. And you as the commission body have taken steps, you've taken action. We restructured the non-resident archery deer licenses this past year and went into the effect for the fall of 2023 season. Again, you remember that limiting the number that would be available for hunting on both public and private land. Private land only remained unlimited. So that was implemented for those non-resident hunters. So knowing that fact, we've done some changes to the non-resident archery deer hunting structure already has been in place. As I stated, talked very specifically about the Black Hills and trying to reduce the harvest of mule deer within the Black Hills by non-resident archers. I would just give you, for example, in 2022, because we don't have the 23 data yet, But in 2022, we had a total of 27 bucks harvested by non-residents and 12 does harvested by non-residents via archery in the Black Hills. So that number is very, very minimal from a harvest standpoint. And so with numbers that low, we see a very hard justification of changing and having a different license type and essentially season structure for non-residents based on that harvest information. So with that, in changing the license types, as was stated, you add another level of complexity, and that's certainly one of the pieces that we've talked about numerous times about deer hunting in South Dakota, our season structures. We're trying to do the opposite, right? We want less complexity versus more complexity. So that certainly adds into that as well. And the potential, because the number is so small, you're potentially taking away some of that opportunity for a few hunters as well. So for those various reasons, our recommendation to the commission today, based on this particular petition, we would recommend that you would not support it and deny it. One other piece that is already in progress is our continued effort to update the deer management plan. We have a stakeholder group that has met once. We're going to be meeting more times yet. We'll be talking about season structure and harvest, and that will certainly play into this whole conversation as well. So, Madam Chair, for those various reasons, we would recommend that you deny this petition at this time, but I will certainly stand by for any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Director Cushman. Any questions on the petition that's before us or comments at this point? Any thoughts on direction from the petition and where you'd like to go? Commissioner Whitmire.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, I certainly this concept has been thrown out with many concepts. Mule deer, real special thing for the state of South Dakota, and we all want to protect that resource and grow it as well we can, but also those discussions are going on with other workholder groups and whatnot. And I think to just piecemeal and look at just this at this point, I guess it's just going to happen without having addressed this on its own. I think it should be part of those greater talks that we're having with the deer holder group. And I'm comfortable with denying this. I guess I would move to deny.
Motion to deny. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Any further comments on the motion before us to deny? I would just concur with what Commissioner Whitmire has said. We do know we have stakeholder groups that are meeting, and they will be looking at a much larger picture as we move forward into 2024. In addition, as Director Cushman just mentioned, we've made changes just this last year to our non-resident archery license that went into effect this fall. I don't think it would benefit anything at this point to make any additional changes. I think we allow the stakeholder groups and all those interested parties that come to the table work on what that bigger plan looks like. So I, too, would be in favor of the denial. With that, all those in favor of denying this petition, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the denial is adopted.
So, Madam Chair, thank you for that action. Staff and I, for the remainder of the meeting, will work on putting together and compiling a short resolution for you to pass as part of this process, and we'll just bring that forward to you and discuss at the end of the meeting if that'll work for you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.